to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Social Joey. Here is your host, Jack Munson.
Out here in the fields, I fight for my meals. Hello, geeks. Welcome back to Social Geek Radio. We have a very special guest, an old friend, joining us again on Social Geek Radio. It's Jamie Isaacs, founder and CEO of All Points PR. Jamie, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jack. You know I enjoy the conversation.
We've had the ability to work together on a few conferences and get-togethers and some franchise-related things. And I thought it would be a really cool conversation for you and I to talk a little bit about what happens at some of these events. And in the industry overall, there's a lot of knowledge sharing. So you're a guy who's been sharing best practices and things like that at a lot of these events. So I really wanted to get your take on the spirit of knowledge sharing. And let's start there. Why do we do this? Why do we share so much knowledge in this industry?
You know, I find that in franchising, there is enough difference concept to concept, supplier to supplier, to be outwardly collaborative within the industry. Mm-hmm. I just feel like we are all in it, you know, with the best intentions. And when you're not, it shows. So to be in it with the best intentions, there are really three reasons to do that. And we can talk about each one of these, but in terms of this conversation, why go out there and be so generous with your knowledge when it comes to what your practice is within franchising? And for a lot of us, that comes down to franchise growth. But there are three reasons that I can boil this down to. I think give a little, you really get a lot. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't take much to show yourself to be someone that is interested in other people's success. And when you do that, you get so much more in return, number one. Number two, it shows your expertise. If you are known as someone who can successfully execute a strategy within the franchise industry, word gets around really quickly. And as you kind of selflessly share your successes with the spirit of education and inspiration and motivating others, it serves you well in the end because you are seen quickly as an expert. Word gets around quickly. Mm-hmm. And lastly, the bottom line, referrals. Not only does word get out, but then things happen for you. You get referred. So again, give a little, get a lot. You're showing your expertise and it impacts the bottom line in the end.
And I think what you said about our businesses being just different enough that you're not going to destroy your own business, even if you give away some proprietary information. And by that, I really mean show people how something worked well for you, or maybe even show people some mistakes you made and some things that they could avoid in the future. I don't think any two businesses are so similar right now that that you're really going to hurt yourself by sharing with someone else. So I think that's a very good point because we do run into people who think that I would never want to say stuff in front of a competitor, and I've heard this recently too, Jamie. I don't want to be on a panel at this upcoming event because what we do is so special that I don't want anyone replicating it. And to some extent, I have to kind of smile and say, "Oh, come on, you know, no one's going to replicate your success with what you're sharing." And if they can, good for them. It's not going to take anything away from you. Right?
Right, right. I completely agree. In those cases, a little bit of preparation will go a long way to make sure that you're practiced in what you're about to say so that you don't give away the house. I mean, yeah, there is intellectual property. There's certain financial figures that you don't want to reveal nor can you reveal. And there's certain claims you can't make. But I mean, listen, I'm in the business of making sure what people say and do impacts their business in a positive way. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to, preparing for things like this, the upside is so much greater than not doing it at all. So I just see for those three reasons that I mentioned, you know, doing this, give a little, get a lot, show your expertise, and the referral business comes your way. You know, as much as you can, prepare your talking points for conversation, simple conversation, for, you know, like you're saying, for panels and for speeches. Sharing best practices serves you up. Sharing knowledge gets you into the good graces of an industry. Listen, my career, you know, started in television, moved into PR with a brand on the client side, and I was exposed to franchising through that. But I'm not a practiced networker. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't study networking. But when you have the right intentions as a human being, as someone who cares about others, you are automatically predisposed to knowledge sharing. And with the right human instincts, professionals can grow their business through knowledge sharing, through the practice of knowledge sharing, with the right intentions. Now, you and I know from being in our industry that there are people who are into themselves way too much, and it comes across, yeah. And it's known, and yeah. It's you know, they're not out for anyone else but themselves, and you can smell it, you can see it, and you don't, and they don't have the best intentions of the industry, yep. or of their, let's say, their peers. There isn't a single person, no matter how they've slighted me in our industry, where I wish them anything but the best, to be honest with you. And I will not badmouth. I will not throw anyone under the bus. I will not, I will not see beneath them. I always take the high road when it comes to our direct competitors or anyone else in franchising, frankly, for that matter, because I know that taking the high road and sticking to, the kind of the principles of knowledge sharing will be a guiding light towards what I need as a business owner. And the industry should count on me for that. That's just a human instinct in my kind of blood and in the ethics that I carry. And I certainly wish that upon everyone to, you know, come to business with those same intentions.
And I can attest to that for you, my friend, because, ladies and gentlemen, I've tried to get Jamie to gossip on many occasions and he just won't do it. And I'm not kidding.
No, but, it doesn't happen.
Right. But, you know, seriously, all kidding aside, I think you've come up with sort of a fourth rule there for yourself is, we kind of owe it back to the community to share some knowledge. And maybe it's almost in the form of, after you've been in this for a while, it's in the form of a mentorship, whether it's, you know, directly with one person or with a group of people that you're sharing stuff with, because somewhere along the line, I know this is true for me. When I got in franchising, there were two or three people who really showed me the ropes and, you know, kind of pointed me, in the right direction and helped me avoid some landmines. And, cause I'm coming up on, this will be my 10th year in franchising. Next, IFA convention will be number 10 for me. So when I first got in, there were a lot of people who shared information with me. And I think rule number four maybe is you've got to give it back. You've got to share it with other people. Maybe it's the next generation or people who are now just getting into franchising. I think you've come up with a fourth rule there.
Yeah, paying it forward is certainly, you know, something that, you know, pays off in the end for you as a professional. But I think about, you know, so many instances where, you know, I've seen new people come into the industry and wanted to facilitate their kind of exposure to the movers and shakers. I'm all for that. You can smell good people. You can, yeah. You can anticipate and predict if people are in it to win it, or if they're just a fly by night supplier, fly by night franchise, whatever the case might be. When you smell someone that's committed, that brings a professional ethics code to themselves as individuals and as professionals, you wanna push that. You wanna support that. Yeah. Good things happen, and I can attest to that. Jack, you and I serve on committees, and you know our role within franchising, you know, means that we've built a credibility for ourselves as professionals that allow us to, you know, have a say in things and to earn that credibility. So when you do that, to me, it all comes down to that knowledge sharing and a networking capacity, relationships. There are some amazing experts on using relationships to grow your business, right? It's kind of the Dale Carnegie rule of business.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, the importance of relationships. It's not just about, you know, it's not only about, you know, how, you know, how, you know, the technology behind your business or the, you know, even the ROI only. I mean, certainly that is the most important thing, but, you know, getting in the door through relationships is how things happen.
And let's talk about a few places coming up where we can maybe expand those relationships and meet some new people and see some old friends and share some knowledge. Coming up, we want to talk about the MITCon event in October, but actually before then, Jamie, you've put together a really interesting group around the Chicago area, the Northern Illinois Franchise Association. And I know you've got an event coming up in September. What can you tell us about that?
So, I'll just give a brief history. About 4.5 years ago, we started the Northern Illinois Franchise Association to be a local kind of franchising advocacy, education, and networking group. And it's really taken off nicely. We do 4 quarterly events around Chicagoland, and it's a great group of people. And Chicago has a wonderful franchising collection of professionals and businesses. So this particular quarter coming up, actually the quarter that we're in right now, and it's happening this month, it is our summer session, our summer gathering in September. And the IFA's, the International Franchise Association's CEO and president, Robert Crisanti, is coming with a couple of his colleagues from the IFA. And he'll be speaking on kind of where franchising is today against the backdrop of the midterm elections and beyond. So it certainly, you know, is an interesting couple months we're approaching given midterm elections and what that means for the balance of the Trump term, as well as local kind of policies and you know, certain hot buttons on, you know, the labor relations board as it relates to joint employer, minimum wage, and a couple of the other, you know, very important topics that affect our industry will be discussed. And it'll be a great opportunity to bring together, you know, that kind of real committed franchise industry group to hear Robert speak, who, if you have not heard him, he is, you know, probably, you know, well, he is noted as one of Washington's most influential kind of association leaders. He's, you know, a lobbyist supreme and has access to just about everyone on the Hill, really well connected. So it's great to always hear his perspective and to learn from him about, you know, kind of the landscape right now in politics and as it relates to business. So that'll be an awesome event. We're having it at the Erie Street Cafe in Chicago, which is right there in River North. So hopefully people can come. Even if you're a Midwest representative of franchising, coming from Indiana, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, don't be afraid to hop on in and be part of that as well. We typically get, you know, 50 to 60 people at these. We're anticipating, you know, beyond our typical numbers on this one, just because of the prominence of Robert.
And that is on September 13th. Is that correct?
It is. That is September 13th, which for those of you that aren't familiar with the calendar at this point, that is a Thursday.
Yes. And I'll second what you said about Robert. If you haven't had a chance to hear Robert Crisanti speak on all of these areas where he's very knowledgeable, meaning business, franchising, politics, and technology as well. I never realized this till he joined us on this show one time, but Robert is an extreme geek when it comes to technology, especially how it relates to business. So I urge you to check out that event. Where can people find out more and register for this event, Jamie?
Sure. Well, northernilfranchise.org, that is the website, northernilfranchise.org.
Cool.
And you can sign up there if you go to the events tab. Or if you are an IFA member, you're getting emails already. So yeah. Check your email box because you're probably getting them already as well.
Very good. And the other event that we wanted to make sure everyone in the audience was aware of is the Marketing Innovation Technology Conference, also known as MITCON, also known as the conference formerly known as RANTECH. That's happening October 17th, 18th, and 19th in Austin, Texas. You can get more information on that right now at franchise.org. We've got a great brand strategist named Nick Westergaard as our keynote speaker. We also have speakers from Facebook and IBM, so covering the range from social media to technology with some pretty powerful leaders from both of those organizations. And Jamie, one of the most popular parts of this conference every year, at least for the past couple of years, has been the awards program that you've been heading up. I would assume we've got some good entries coming in for the awards, and anything you're looking at now that you can give us a little preview and tell us about anything that you're excited about.
Yeah, well, we break down these awards into three categories, and that includes business to consumer marketing, franchise development marketing, and then an innovation award. So kind of sticking with the marketing and innovation theme of the conference, we've developed three different awards, and then we do an overall innovation award. Last year, if you remember, the overall innovation award went to TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
And that was an awesome presentation, yes. Certainly. And if you remember, the franchise development award went to Huddle House, which was also a really great presentation. And talk about knowledge sharing. I mean, this is true knowledge sharing when these award winners present their awards.
Yeah, I was just going to say, all of those guys just really pulled everything back, pulled the curtain back, and we saw everything that went into these great campaigns. And you know, we all benefit from that. So, cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I thought they've been outstanding. You remember Sport Clips from a couple years ago did an amazing job as one of the winners.
Uh-huh.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe was another winner from a couple years ago. So we've had some outstanding victors. And this year, the names are outstanding. One of them is IHOP. And if you don't know their business to consumer marketing campaign, you've been asleep. So they did a wonderful business to consumer campaign and should be definitely considered as a candidate. On the franchise development side, Smoothie King is one of the entrants, the Gents Place. So you got some real key, brand names in there. And then on the innovation side, also some well-known franchise industry titans like Little Caesars and Puro Clean and, Dream Vacations, Cruise One.
Cool.
So, there's some real heavy hitters that we can all learn from, and they all have to be there if they want to win. So,
oh, that's even better. Cool. Yeah. Well, we will see all of those guys there at MITCON October 17th, 18th, and 19th in Austin, Texas. And as I mentioned, you can get more information and registration details at franchise.org. All right.
By the way, Jack, I am counting on you to point me in the right direction when it comes to music while we're down there. So,
music in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
I think we may be able to find a venue or two right down 6.
Excellent.
So, all right. You're on, my friend. One quick note, today's episode of Social Geek Radio is brought to you by FranchiseSoft, your all-in-one franchise management software, complete with a franchise development CRM and virtual brochure. Find out more at franchisesoft.com. FranchiseSoft, there's nothing hard about it. And we thank those guys for their support, and I'm sure we'll see FranchiseSoft this year at MITCON as well. Jamie Isaacs of All Points PR, in the last couple of minutes here, where can we point listeners to connect with you if they've got more questions or want to find out a little bit more about what you're up to these days?
Sure. Well, as you heard at the beginning of this, I'm all about knowledge sharing best practices and case studies and those kind of things. So don't hesitate to reach out to me to talk through that kind of stuff. How does it work? Why does it work? Who has it worked for? count on me for that. You can reach me through our website, www.allpointspr.com, LinkedIn at Jamie Isaacs or Jay Isaacs, and certainly, you know, any of the social media platforms, you can reach out to me. And then at my email, jisaacs, J-I-Z-A-K-S at allpointspr.com.
All right.
More importantly, come and find me at the conferences that you have.
Yeah. Yeah. That's even a lot more fun. And we'll have all of the links to those places on the socialgeekradio.com website page as well. Jamie, thanks so much for joining us once again, and we will see you at a franchising event in the very near future.
Cool. Thanks so much for having me, Jack.
All right. Thank you and good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. Copyright 2018 Social Geek Radio.